Beginning Karan Daf, Mesechta Zivam is Chav Zayin, to begin on the base, getting to Tesmas, to begin with the Gemara, Balas get Adifa. Now, what does Adifa mean? So, Perish Tice explains, Shenasaba Maisa Odiv Tfei. In other words, that since you started doing Chalitza with this one that you gave a get already to, so it already has uprooted some of the Zika, and therefore, to the contrary, makes the Chalitza more invalid Mechaverta. You did a stronger action to her. And the one that and the one that you gave a mimer to. And since the one with the mimer has a better chalitza, so she'll exempt the Baal Zeket. That was one option. Or maybe maybe the one with the mimer is a difa, meaning that you did an action stronger over there, that it's closer to Bia, and therefore you don't have much Zika left. So therefore, actually you should do chalitza with the Baal Zeket. That's one approach. But Ivan Pierce, but Ivan actually explained to Grashi that Balas I get a difa. What does it mean she's better? The Ascha b'chalitza, since you start over the chalitza, meaning ulakach yigma b'chalitza. So that's actually the one you should finish off the chalitza with. Well, the Perusha, according to him, lo yeh a difa d'ocha Perusha kahidi maimer oda forget oda b'tabasabach. Therefore, this word a difa is obviously different than when the Gemara says it's maimer oda forget oda, which usually is loosely translated as better. Where there, the Gemara proves from Leil that holds that this get a chamaimer maimer chaged, the get a maimer are equal. That because if get was oda from the maimer, then it wouldn't help to have mimer after that. It sounds like adif means to say that it's better, and that's like Taisa explained originally that it's a stronger, not like the Rivan. I mean, however, says Taisa adif mashuk tzas tahan kedemis, but you could say like Rivan that when we say the one you gave to get to is adifa, sounds a little bit that it's the primary. Because its chalitza is better than the one that the mimer. Because this they say Balzaget as a difa is the koya isman kedemis to come car. It's really going on which one is first. And if you have to say that when it says Balzaget a difa, I mean it's kedemis, because its chalitza is better than the one of the Balz mimer, because that's the one you started with. That although it's machalitza mulin rabbanon, but Lil agrees that get a chamaimer would work, even though you can't get a chaget, but get a chamaimer again, maimer chaget. So obviously, the get a maimer equal. What bother Tais is, but Rabbanon, they hold there is get a chaget. So for sure, they hold this maimer chaget. So why you have to bring a rev from Galil when you can bring a rev from the Rabbanon? So Tais no, but Rabbanon, the Shemin and Lohum, Pergam Galil, later on, they hold even get, works actually get, maimer chaget. So from maimer chaget, in your chalehibi rai, you wouldn't be able to bring a rai that get a maimer are equal, because the Lohu, according to them, yesh get a chaget, then you could even have get a chaget. That's not a right. Then even if the first one is strong, even the more inferior thing after that is still able to be litfas b'mashasharishin to take effect what the first one left over. And if it's possible that this maimer get works, that's even though maimer is inferior. Even so, it's still going to be taking effect on the zika that's left over in the first one, just like they hold by get ach get, but most definitely the second get is definitely inferior if the first one already was taking effect as a get. So there is no raya. I mean, Leil this lady didn't get a chaget. According to Leil, you cannot have a get after get. Also, Svaru, whose logic is the other get me maimer, imam me get. Lomahani aguru litvesach and kamadol. There would not take effect. Kamashem el gach chaget, mamacha maimer. So there for the raya from Leil, not from the Rabban. Kinnulik says, Mazda begins this gemara. I get odif. If a get is better, litani maimer basre. Then maimer should not be effective afterwards. Now, the question is, Avagav defalach chalitza kedushin tevis. Even after chalitza, forget about get, even after chalitza kedushin takes effect, as the Gemara says, is on Yerma Beis. Someone does chalitza to Yavama, and then he goes into Kaddish HaShe'iz Mekadeshes. So how can you say that Maimer should not take effect? Says Tais, no, Hainim should not be kedushin that I said. That kedushin is biblical kedushin. I'll be Yavama, I'll be Maimer, I'll be Rabban. But regarding Maimer by Yavama, it's only rabbinic. Ain't lo hailach get, should not take effect after the get. Eget other if get was better. And that's what Adav Maskel is saying. We in Amiyah Maria, another approach to resays is the Brisa, the Moedim Leil, this Brisa that Leil is Moedim, that about Gera Chamayim and Mema Chaget, that is Kaim Amastin depending on Leil. That's going in the Mishnah on the later on the Fnonim and Alf. Mekmin like Rebbe Kiva, Hosam Megamar, the Gemara explains that that's going like Rebbe Kiva on the Beis and Beis. And the Mahani Kedushin at Chalitza, he holds the Kedushin does not help, it's not effective after Chalitza. You're right, it would be forbidden because of Leibna, and that's Shub Leibna. So therefore, what then? So then it's the same thing. Dein lam lohay lachaget. You get out of to give a mokum chalitza. You're right. It is the same thing. And actually, we keep a hold. It's not. Does not work. The kedushin after the chalitza. Kedushin says master begins the gemara elikya dodi ninu. Rather, must be that they're equal. That the invalidation of the get and the maimer are equal. Now, matev shait. So therefore, the gemara says you should prove. You should resolve achas pates chaverta. Each one could cancel. Could exempt the other one. That's like says Tosfos. That's like Shmuel, meaning of Kalishna, like the first version of the Gemara that says the Echel Chutz Kulan. When we say one does Kalishna to them all, is going on Tosfos on the third one. Who could have Ashi? Rav Ashi explains the words of Shmuel that he says that you do chalitza to the sisters does not take care of the tzaras, and that's because chalitza of the sisters is inferior from that of the tzaras. But when they're both the same puzzle, Rav Ashi holds that both will take care of each other. So it will be here in the Maskana of the Gemara that Bazi get Mavsamemer, both of them with the same inferiority, one would exempt the other one. So it says Tosfos of a lishna of the Hischel, of a Hischel come, but according to the interpretation of Shmuel's teaching, that Hischel lachayis leinifted tzar is starting, not meaning that you not the way the Gemara had explained it originally. The heichad dechiadodin, and actually when they are equivalent, then actually the Gemara comes out that tzrichas shtehen, that actually both of them need to have chalitza because one of the kids was the Hischel b'chayis. We start with the sister. We said loy gemafel, but says you cannot end. Even with the tzaras, not that it's not mifta tzaras, we can't even end with the tzaras. And therefore, for the mifta rachel b'chalitza tzara sasa d'adifa, you see that you don't exempt a rachel with the chalitza of hartzar, which is even better. So obviously, that since they're that when we see when they're both possible, one would not exempt the other one. And now here for sure, we have to say. That this question, which one's better, the Maimer or the Get, obviously you have to say it's going to be Yesh Zika. According to him, there would be enough. I mean, if the which one's stronger, because according to one Mandama Yesh Zika, Chalitza B'sula would not exempt the Zika of the Tzara that's better. Because it says, Mandama Yesh Zika, according to one holds in Zika, if the Basaget, then even Chalitza B'Basaget, if it's Chasa, he'll exempt the Tzara, because he doesn't hold the Zika, so therefore, obviously, the question wouldn't start. To the first one, so that permits her, which Taisa and Tami Taisa has to say, because I always say, what's the Chedesh Pshita, which of course, anytime you do Chalitza, it permits the woman, like any Yavama. So, by Marie says, you're right, but the Kamashwan, when we come to teach her, is the Hujav al Tsarasu, saying that even the co wife is permitted. Because the Rab, Islay, he holds Ein Zika. Machos Lachayas, Neptun Tsarat Tsaras, never you do Chalitza the sisters, it's going to exempt the co wife, Kabishal El, like we explained the Chabav and Bez, the Masma Chalitza Psula. Where Chalitza Psula, we don't say when it's a concern of Bittel Mitzvah Yavman. So the Rav is going to tell us over here that if you can do Chalitza to the sister first, it will take care of her co-wife even, because he holds of Ein Zika. The next test must have been with the words, Rav less like Svara. Rav doesn't hold of his logic. Rav himself says, Kol Yavama v'chulu, that was Nesar Sha'acha, says Nesar Lamas. Which I says, really, why are you asking from Rav's own teaching? We could ask from the Mishnah, from a Tanoim. The Behedjit Nam Beperk, we explicitly learned in the Perk Lid and the Plum, Bezim and Alv. Bezach and the Sudan Bezach, they have two brothers married to two sisters. Mesach, when one of them died, and then the wife of the second one died. It's forbidden to ever. That's all because for one moment, it was before his wife died, it was forbidden him. So why do you, so Stasiel, Nichol Hakshas, but still the Gemara preferred to ask. The Mehedim Rav, that explicit Rav said, Oy, so Loshan Atzma, that same wording himself, Shomer Rebichan, Rebichan says, Shkoy Yavam Shin Akar Bechulin, never they ask him, why doesn't he like a Rebichan? Voidner additionally says, they said, it appears in Masnit and Labamas Lakshri, and they could not have asked from the Mishnah. Why? Because the Hasim Homer Shom there, it's because they found the Loshok, she was already let go, to, she was already permitted to go married to anyone from the market. Now, Mishum the Mesa Ishti Akka, this, that his subsequently his wife dies, late to Chashab, it's Kuka Dan Chalitza, and I can't consider her still as connected to do Chalitza. That's that Mishnah. But when there's still zikuka to chalitza, then we wouldn't say that. But that's what some take out these words. Hocha zikuka adayin lechalitza, because she was not nifter slashok, because whole iser was only because of yibum. And when you don't have the reason for the iser, then we wouldn't say it's nestor lamas. And we'd say that she was permitted to do yibum. That's if you would ask from the Mishnah. Aval. From Rav's own teaching, the Gemara is asking well. Because Rav Ayri, he's talking about Falecha Dekach, and even when there are three brothers, Limit Chaim Ha'i Besa. Some take out the word Legamri. Because I'm going to come, like the Gemara says later on the Vlaman Beis, where Rav's coming to tell us that even where she's totally rejected from this house, still we say that that we say Nesla B'Sha'ach, so Lamas, that the Gemara is asking from Rav on his own teaching that even where she's Kuka L'Chalitza, still she should be forbidden for forever. I mean, in other words, because we're saying that Rav's talking about even when there are brothers where she's not totally rejected. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is asking for Rav's own teaching. Kinnik says Master begins the Gemara Halacha, but over here Zikah is a Rabbani. That's different. Here the Zikah is rabbinic. What does this mean? So Pesach Rabbi Nachmanel explains the Rav Tamei, because Rav is going according to his reasoning. The main Zikah that he holds that there's no Zikah, and therefore Davik of the Asim Shabbat Mizyavin. Although it is forbidden because of the it's forbidden on one of them because for one moment because Bitzim Mizyavin, but that's only rabbinic. So that's not going to be problematic to make it forbidden forever, even when she comes to a situation of heter, because it's rabbinic. So that means it's biblical. And therefore, it would have been appropriate to make it forbidden because it was forbidden for one moment. And therefore, again, that's what the Gemara means when it says that it's only rabbinic, because it's l'shitasa that it's only rabbinic. So says Taisus, El Pesh Bukontris. Rashi had previously mentioned that this in the Masal Meschel Shaina that the Rav Namipach, the Gemara's question from the Mishnah that says you do Chalitz Chalitz Vamisyamis to both of them, that for sure it's difficult on Rav. Because according to Rav, you should do Chalitz to any one of them, and the second one would be permitted to do Yibim. So it's not only a question on Rabbi Yechon. That's how Rashi explained. Aval Rivan, Pirashi explains, no, the Lord Parachal Rav actually most questions only on Rav, not on Rav. Why? Shem the Rav's feeling, because Rav holds Chalitza Psulo, Tzrichalach Zekalachim. When you have a Pasla Chalitza, you have to go to all the brothers. And now, when the two sisters are Skuka V'Yibim, the Chalitza is Psulo, because the Achaz Tzrichal Chalitza Mishneim, the one that you start off with, needs Chalitza on both of them. And Mishav Hashem, you see the Ipsleyam, so yeah, then the second one you can't do even. Mishav Dulchalach, Havichas Chalitzasi. Each one is a Chalitz Chalitzasi. Because each one had to do chalitza to the first one. So if it's not difficult in Mishnah, Mishnah says you can't do yibum, because if you do chalitza to one of them first, to any one of them, the second one would be us to do yibum. But Rav is talking about one of them dies. The difference permitted to the second one because there's no isach chalitzase. And therefore, also, you wouldn't say neslov shachas because they could draban, like the Gemara says. But Rav Yechon and Sabbik Shmuel, they in a circle of, so you don't have to go to all the brothers. Ah, loch and parchle, they're going to get my ass. So why is it forbidden to do yibim? Do chalitza to one of the brothers, and only one will have to do it, and the first one will be permitted to the other one to do yibim. Now, Rav Gavdi Rav Dalmat circle of, so now, although Rav, who says, that by chalitza psula, you have to go around to all the brothers, hainy lamad, hainy alimid man the meyashika, there's according to one old yashika. And, but the leilus, really, he does not hold like that. Still, says this, mekomoka, but you can say, the Rav Muki, lekomando meyashika, the Rav is explaining it. He'll explain the Mishnah, like the one who holds Yeshika, because the Pulik, the Noi, it's Andrew's Machlakes, and never would not be difficult on Rav. Now, Avgav, the Elberish Perkits, although previously, Nafi Chesmanov, Mukilos, Tamadash, Shazkir, and Meir, Domain Zika, that the anonymous opinion is like Rameh holds Ain Zika, still, Rav, like I said, Rav would not explain that that's how the anonymous Mishnah is like that, and that the Mishnah would be like a man of Yeshika. Ulurach Nami, the Perish Lel, also according to Ben Chanan, that we had previously quoted from him. That in the Ramaschal Ella, that the Rav, that according to Rav, that when one of them dies, the other one is permitted. The less lay doesn't hold Hoyl ben Esel Shachas, that it's since forbidden for one moment, because the Tamei, according to his reason of Zika, that he holds that of Ein Zika, therefore that makes the whole Zika rabbinic. Also, as Shabbi Nami, the Parach Rav, according to him, also makes sense why you don't ask on Rav from our Mishnah, because the Mukil Mastin, the Mandam Yashika, it's with our Mishnah, the Mandam Yashika, yeah, it's Nesel Shachas, and therefore, in the Mishnah, you say that you could only be Chalitza Bulemis Yabemis. So that would work for Rab. Aber Biechen, and so Biechen holds Al Karchu Yashika. He holds of Yashika. Because he explains, the Ein Zika, because if you think to say that he holds that Ein Zika, so Mekain, if that's the case, so then the case of our Mishnah, of Bezachai's two sisters, Shnevel of Nishna, Yabam, Shneach, and Ephelim, and the two brothers, Yistam, Bishneim, led both of them to do Yibam. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon lechayshem is Rabbi Yechon not concerned for Misa. This is not concerned for Misa. There's no obvious no chashad bitzel mezyabman. So obviously Rabbi Yechon has to say that the reason why they cannot do Yim is because Yashika. And therefore it's difficult on him, so why do Chalitza the second one, and the first one will be permitted, like he says. Now, so therefore you obviously see the whole Yashika, because Mepircha the Parach Rabbi Yisrael Chanino, that he asks on Rabbi Yechon Mishnah, let one of them go ahead and do chalitza the second one, and the first one be permitted to do yibum. Mashu sounds like the leishav biyechon leab melachada. That biyechon would not permit to do yibum only to one of them, the one that fell first. Now, why is the second one forbidden to do yibum after the first one is permitted? Obviously, because it would be a problem of zika, and it was already forbidden the zika the second one the moment that it fell, and if it's asar lomas, obviously that's because that's like the one holds yashika. And mafilah hachishol leshanim, it's still permitted to the first one. even though it was forbidden with Zika at when the second one fell, because it's forbidden any one moment, it would be forbidden forever. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says from our Mishnah, that you see Yesh Zika, and it's forbidden, even the first one, which is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, another approach, Tosafot writes, that Umiyu Nil Ri, however, it appears to the Rikid Bishal El, like we explained, on the Chavdal Manav Der Maskel E, that the Rav, according to Rav, that the reason why it's forbidden to do Yibam is because you hold like the one who holds Ein Zikim, because Bit Mitzvah Miyabmin, the Chai Shlomisa, because he is concerned for death, and Mishum Dulemaska Daiti Demay Zidach, because people are not entertaining that the other brother is going to die after this one does Yibam, and then you can end up without. You can end up with the sister going without Chalitza and Yibum. So therefore, Leimotzi Parach, you couldn't ask from the Mishnah on Rav, oh, why say us to do Yibum, Mishnah Chalitza, one of them, and the second one would be permitted to do Yibum, because if that would be the case, the Gezrina, no, we're making zero Dilma Asa Liyam B'reishim, I come to Yibum first, which obviously is problematic, because we're concerned, Shema Thomas, and this is going to go out without Chalitza Yibum. Aval El, but previously, in the words of Rab, the Mesa Achman, when he was talking about one of them dies, that you permitted the second to Yibum, because like the Mesa Demosliam, Bli Mesa Achman, it doesn't apply that, because given like El Ach Echad, there's only one brother, and therefore lost Lavat Mesiyam Lehad. Not going to come explicitly, come to Vat Mesiyam, because if he does Yibum to one of them first, the second's going to go out without Chalitza, that's for sure Pit Mesiyam. When you do Yibum first. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan knew that the Lehava Chai Shemisa is not concerned for Misa. And therefore he asked, what's the reason of the Mishnah that you can't do Chalitza to one and then do Yibum to the one afterwards? Even if you're going to come to do Yibum first, there's no Bitmaz Yabna according to Rabbi Yechanan because he's not concerned for Misa. But Rav, that's Chai Shemisa, then you could say that that's the reason of the Mishnah because you might come to Yibum first. And, that's why, again, in Rav's case, there's no such a gezer, but here you would have such a gezer. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it shouldn't be an gezer, therefore it's asking Rabbi Yechanan. Or Inami, another person, Rabbi Yechanan, since he was near Rabbi Yechanan, actually. But really could have asked on Rav too. He could tell him that Dimakad Machal Sreshon, why didn't he say, well, maybe, I don't know who the Tan is. He could have said that maybe he might come to do Chalitza to the first one, and then that wouldn't work with the whole approach, like we think when you only do Chalitza to the second one. Apparently, Rashi explains Lefishitas according to Rashi's opinion. When they come in front of us to consult with us, this is what the Gemara is saying. We don't tell them Lachlat Shniya that the second one should do Chalitza Vliyab Mesrishon and then they could do Yim to the first one. Why? Because the Gemara we make it exact. The Muslim Mevan Ibchli make them do the opposite Bailey Yavamas with the same exact Yavamas. And that's what the Divine Maskel Tais is going on, that would be why it wouldn't be Divine Rabbi Yechanan, because maybe they're going to do Chalitza to the first one first. Now, Avam Kvachalotza Echel Shniya, but yes, of course, if one would do Chalitza to the second one first, then you're right. As Rabbi Yechanan holds, sure, either Chliyab Menashen, the other one would be permitted to do even to the first one, to maybe Mesa Shniya, just like when the second one dies. Kiban, since it's a contained name of Chavchatzim and Avad Be'el Yibamas, like Gushim Chachosha, because in these Yibamas, there's no such a concern. Because, like we said, the second one's already out of the equation. Now, the whole of we're not concerned not to come to that, oh, if we'll, even after the fact, let them do even to the first one, when you already did Chalitza to the second one, then maybe we should have a problem. They might come in general, come to do the opposite, where people can make a mistake and they think that you're always allowed to do Chalitza and then do Yibum, and they're going to do Chalitza first to the first one, then do even to the second one, meaning not with these exact women. That's not really such a concern. Because Shleitu Lahata Ashniyam, not going to come to permit the second one after the Chalitza, the first one. Shlehuj Mitzkila, where because the second one was never really permitted at Nefila for the Yibam at all, so no one's going to make such a mistake. Bishvil Shanat Rishena Shlehutra, because we're permitting the first one that was permitted at the time of Nefila, which was Mutter before the second one fell. Now the Gemara asks, so. Why did Rabbi Yechanan say, I don't know Mishanan? Why did he say he doesn't know? Because we're saying that that specifically when you do Chalitza first to the second one, or the second one died, the question was, you should say it's permitted to the first one to Yibum. because you can't make a gzera that maybe you're going to do chalitz and then do yibam, because so the Gemara was saying that aval im is the saying, but if bot will imalach b'faneinu mitchila, but in the Mishnah when they're coming to consult with us first, that you can't say that they do chalitz and then yibam, because yesh ligzar, you should make a gzera. Even Shahayu and the Gizah takes out to it had tzaras, since they were Atzman, that these themselves, Yachalo, Yibel, they kill, they could come to Kilkel because they can make a mistake, and they might come to do Chalitza first to the first to the second one. So that was the question about why didn't he say that that's the understanding of the Mishnah, why it's Chotzev L'Mesyamas, and maybe it's saying only when they consult, but after the fact, we would let that, which would be like a beer. I think my answer is number Limisamas Katani, because it says Limisamas, which that sounds like Lim Klod is not a situation of Yibim here at all, which is, even if you already first did Chalitza, but to the second one, that's what Birchon says. I don't know who taught this, because there's no reason to say that it'd be a forbidden as a Gzeira to do Yibim to the first one if you really did Chalitza to the second one, even though you want to say it would be talking about when they're coming to be Bali Malach, but here it sounds like that even after the fact. And then the part of the Gemara asks, okay, but literally, why didn't they tell him Shema Yamas Mechula? That is, maybe that you're right. Rabbi Yechon is like the one who holds Yashzika. Then that would work. But maybe the Mishnah is concerned that maybe one's going to die, and hence what the Gemara is trying to say. But Yamin Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon explained that the Mishnah is going to mandame in Zika. And the Debuk, according to him, Vadi Afalakan Machalzah Shneir, that even if you did Chalitza to the second one, the likely Mechot Tvei Be'el Yivamas, that there's no concern you're out with these Yivamas themselves, that you might come to do Chalitza first in the first one, then the second one, do Yibim, because it's already neutralized the second one. Still, Mekamaka Masal Yavam Shneir would be forbidden to do Yibim to the first one. And the reason for that is because since the problem is because the Bitmaz Yavman, because if here we do permit to do Yibim after Chalitza, then we're concerned to give a Ba'am Liyabim Reish, we're concerned to the general, but any time when you have two sisters, you might come do Yibim first. People must get that time. Then people are not going to entertain to realize the timer, that the reason is because Dilma Demiyam Chad Ma'isidach, that maybe when you can do Yibim to one, the other one's going to die. Shane's the time you do, it's not a well known reasoning to everyone, and therefore that it's going to end up uprooting the Halach of Yibim as long as the two sisters are alive. Because that's in general when they're alive, they were concerned for Bidlam Ziyam. But when the second one dies, then the first one would be permitted to do Yibim because no such a concern. So that was again the most question, why did he say any day Mishan? But Vaidamari, the Reese has another approach to explain the Gemara's question. Yesh Vash Ben Yachi explained it differently. That the Gemara's question is, why didn't he tell him that, the reason why Mishnah says it's forbidden to do Yibim to both of them, it doesn't say like Kabir and holds you do Chalitza the second one and then the first one permitted to do Yibim, is because Dilma Kod Mechol Zerushan Ibereshah, because it's a Gezer. Maybe we're going to come to do Chalitza to the first one first, and Vafil Achol it's Kfarame Atzma Lashnan, even if he ready to Chalitza himself to the second one, Asrin and Rishon Liyabim. No, we're forbidden to do Yibim to the first one. Why? Because Dilma Asla Mishab Amashni Yanami, then you might come to permit also. In general, the second one, because you're called Mechol Zerushana, when you went and you did Chalitza first to the first one. And therefore, as long as when they're both alive, you're not doing him to any one of them. But regarding when the second one dies, like Shechle makes a kakav, it's not applicable to make such a gezerah that when you're coming to permit the second one after the first one died, because only with Chalitza would make such a gezerah, because you might come to make a mistake between Chalitza to the second one first to when you did Chalitza to the first one first. But by death, because since it's not so common, so there's no reason to be concerned that maybe you're going to come to admit the second one after the first one died. That's what the Gemara is asking. Why do you say, I don't know, Mishonen, but you could explain the Mishnah, you make Xer because of Chalitz first to one of them, and Rabbi Yechon is talking about when one of them dies, not Chalitza. The Gemara answers, no, you can't say that because Lemis Yamas Katani. It says that you can't do Yibim, which the like of the Yibim Klal of Lemis Yishne is no Halach of Yibim at all, meaning even when the second one dies. I don't know what that is, because for sure when the second one dies, for sure the first one's going to be permitted. And then the Prophet Gemara asks further, the Lame of the Walker, you're going to say that, you're right, everyone holds that the Mishnah says that there's no Misyambas, because of Bitmat Ziyadman, because the Gezerah Shem Yamas, that maybe the second brother's going to die after he does Yibin to the first one, and then the second one's going to go out without Chalitza. The reason is because that's when the Mishnah says it's forbidden for Lame Sishniyah, even when the second dies. Because if you're going to permit to do yibam, whatever the way that we're describing, when you have two yibam after the second dies, so then, yeah, the problem is you might run into a problem. You have a lahat to blame me, so you're going to come to permit even when two yibam to do yibam to one of them, even without death. Now that's for sure forbidden because of, you're going to run into a problem with mitzvahman. But Rabbi Yechanan, that he permits to do yibam when the second dies. Like Ariel, be yavim echad tomorrow with one yavim. The yavim echad lo also had to blame Yisrael. When yavim, there's no such gezerim because not going to come to mid without any death. Then Cain, because if that would be the case, he would automatically be about the mitzvah yibam. Because the moment he's yavim, the other one goes out scot free. But by two yavim, they about yavim, you're not about right away when one of them is yibam. Ella the gezerim yavim zidach is only gezerim because maybe the other one might die. Oh, you have a litzus. Well, yeah, people might make the mistake and do even first, even before the second one dies. So the Gemara is asking, why Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't know who's teaching this Mishnah. You could say it's tomorrow two Yavamas, and therefore it would be appropriate to make a Gzera and say it's forbidden to Yim. But because by Rimi Pirzah, but the Rimi retracted from this interpretation. The reason is because can't say the Gemara understood in this question that by Yavim Echad would be permitted to Yim to the first one, because to be Yavim Echad Namikatam was named, by one Yavim, we said in the Mishnah, the Loy Misyavmais, which the Mashman sounds like it didn't even Klal. And that is about Philip Mesa, even when the second one dies. The Katana Kamanda, Gulan, the Mishle, on the Plam Alpha, and Bez Gimlach, when there's three brothers, Bez Mem, the Sun, Bez Achais, two of them married to two sisters, the Mason, the Sun, the Achais, and the ones who married to the sisters died, had El Chodz of Eloy Mesiamma. So we see that even when there's only one Yavim, it would be forbidden to do even in all situations, therefore, they're rejected from misinterpretation.